Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word Behind the Veil.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Live Behind the Veil. Today, the family will be discussing how it is the day of the manifestation of the body of Christ. The day of the individual ministry is over, and now each member of his body adds his unique part to the whole so that everyone is built up and the body of Christ is complete.
I know the day of the individual is over.
Yeah.
Individual ministry that stands out, that has this incredible following, does all these signs and wonders, that day is gone.
Right. Yeah.
It's about the body of Christ. And it's not about individuals. I tried to be a pastor in a church of a lot of people, and I was never complete. I never felt like I was adequate until I came into the body of Christ. Until I began to function with other people who had the same heart, because we're shedding that light into each other, that Christ in us is beaming out his light toward each one of us in the group, and that's being manifested in the whole.
We're each giving to one another and just ministers to the body of Christ.
There is the Spirit of the Lord that comes through the family. It's not an individual thing. It's that prepares each one of us to walk. Without the ministry of the family, we don't have that. Individually, if you try to walk with God all by yourself, maybe you can do pretty good, but you can't really come into a maturity in your walk with God without having the family. It's not about an individual any longer. It's about us doing this together. So the provision is in the family.
You're right.
Right. And the arrival of that provision comes with the golden rule. What we bring to the family is what we personally have in a relationship with God. And we can't bring anything to the family unless we get it from the Father.
Part of the body of Christ, I may not be the feet. If I'm the heart, I better start pumping blood to the feet to get them working. It's all being just that one thing in the body to help the rest of the body to function in it what it has to be.
Because it's a body of Christ, my hands don't do the walking, do they?
Right.
My feet do the walking. But that doesn't mean I don't have hands. Do my hands say, geez, because I'm not the feet, I'm not part of the body?
No.
Now, we've heard that for many years. Look at it in a new light. Are there parts of the body of Christ that do the doing? Are there parts of the body of Christ that don't do the doing? They're not any less important,
right,
than the people that do the doing. They're just a different part of the body. I've seen men of God move in tremendous miracles, and yet I haven't, and I felt a little less than that person, maybe a little inadequate. Why am I not moving like that, Lord? Why can't I walk in the miracles, the signs, and the wonders? Again, there are different expressions. This is why it's so important that we actually have a revelation of who we are in Christ.
Yes.
That way you're not chasing your tail around a mountain when God's made you a hand and you keep trying to be an eye.
Right.
Or God's made you a foot and you keep trying to be the mouth.
Right.
Also, that diversity that we're talking about, think about those that have done that. They move in certain expressions. And because they are not moving in the realm that you move in, there can be in your thinking either judgmentalness or division, when all they are is a different expression of the same body that you are.
Right.
This revelation we're getting about the body of Christ and its different expressions is just huge. I'll speak for myself. It's shutting doors in me where I've been intimidated. I've been questioning God. I've been questioning who I am, comparing myself to others. Lots of traps that the enemy sets for you are being shut by this revelation of the different parts of the body of Christ and who you are.
There are no unimportant parts.
Thank you, Lord, that we are not unimportant in your sight.
In summary of today's discussion, a vision of the many-membered body of Christ is coming forth as each member supplies their unique expression, and the body is being built up by that which every joint supplies. In his body, there are no unimportant parts, but more abundant honor is bestowed and help is supplied so that his body is made complete.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.